KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Premier Tami Ntuli is at a business in Durban Central where undocumented foreigners have been loaded into a police van. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks is on the ground.
A tip-off has led the Premier and other officials from the police, immigration, labour and home affairs to the premises in Durban. They earlier swooped on the premises of a logistics business. There, workers were gathered and separated into two groups, consisting of South Africans and undocumented migrants. Those without valid documentation had been loaded into the police van for processing. The Premier also conducted a quick inspection to assess whether conditions are suitable for workers. In a short briefing, Ntuli says this happened due to complaints by local truck drivers that their jobs were given to illegal immigrants.
They accept low salaries and will be continuing to also to other areas. And even today, our informer informed us that there are almost 85 undocumented foreign nationals who are driving trucks.
Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Central.
KZN Environment MEC Musa Zondi says bold strides are being made to turn green jobs into real opportunities for the youth. He says over 3,000 jobs have been created so far through the province's Waste Expanded Public Works program.
And we are not stopping there. For example, in the current financial year, we will create an additional 5,725 job opportunities through the Invasive Alien Species program, of which 3,435 opportunities, or 60% thereof, will be allocated to young people.
Zondi was speaking at the Green Youth Indaba underway in Durban. He says 3.2 million rand has been invested to support emerging waste entrepreneurs.
Many of these are youth-led or youth-involved initiatives in recycling and waste management. This support will continue in the current financial year because we believe in building green businesses from the ground up.
In the UK, MPs will today decide on the future of proposed legislation to legalise assisted dying in England and Wales. It's the third reading of the bill in the House of Commons, which means politicians will either vote for it to progress to the House of Lords or reject it. Campaigners say the law change would give the terminally ill dignity in death. But Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch isn't convinced the legislation is good enough.
This bill is a bad bill. It is not going to deliver. It has not been done properly. This is not how we should put through legislation like this. I don't believe that the NHS and other services are ready. So I'll be voting no, and I hope as many Conservative MPs as possible will be supporting me in that.
The top story this hour, KZN Premier Tami Ntuli is at a business in Durban Central where undocumented foreigners have been loaded into a police van. A tip-off has led the Premier and other officials from the police, labour and home affairs to the premises. Find more news at ecr.co.za. Just click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.